It's time for a podcast from JW, Anna, and friends.
1039-985-mypigradio.com. It is the morning radio pig program with John, Anna, and friends. And this morning, our friend is Jerry from DeKalb Grinder in DeKalb in Bowie County. Good morning, Jerry. It's great to have you in.
Good morning.
All right. Now, tell us, before we get started, about all the things that you got offering there. DeKalb Grinder, it is a coffee shop, and you can get a coffee and some neat sandwiches, which we'll talk about. Where is it located in the great city of DeKalb?
It's located, like I said, it's not really hard to get lost in DeKalb, but it's located at the first red light when you're coming from New Boston. There's Runnels Street.
Mm-hmm.
You'll take a right, you'll see the big State Theater sign, and we're right across the street from it.
Okay, that's pretty easy to find.
Yeah. Yeah.
Even Anna, who is directionally challenged, could find that. But I'm very familiar with DeKalb. I had family that lived there quite some time and used to spend a lot of time there, so it's a great community. Tell us a little bit how you got the idea for DeKalb Grinder.
The history
of it all.
Well, the building itself, we purchased it. I worked for a major oil company, and I got the boot there, you'd say.
It goes up, ups and downs.
I don't know if you guys know, but the oil field kind of goes up and down.
Yeah, I kind of got that picture.
So I thought, you know, I'm unemployed. What a great time to buy a building. So we purchased the building, and as soon as I got the building in my name, I went back to work. So instead of flipping the building, I decided to give something back to DeKalb, and that's what the Grinder turned out to be, was a coffee shop to offer to the city of DeKalb, a business where people could do business.
Absolutely. You can come in, and you got Wi-Fi, and you can come in and just do business, as you say, and meet and greet and just talk over things with people. And you said you weren't trying to do a competition with the other businesses in DeKalb, because this is different from the other.
It is. We wanted to do something that complemented the town and fill a need that there wasn't a lot of places where you could go and sit down and conduct business.
Mm-hmm.
And to have that avenue there, and if you want the best chicken fried steak, you go to another restaurant.
Right.
If you want the best sandwich, you come to us. So we didn't want to be in direct competition. We wanted all of our businesses in DeKalb to prosper and to mm-hmm. grow. So that was to fill a gap in something that we truly needed.
Right. You say you've been kind of inching along at this, because you said you went a long time and you didn't even have a sign up. You just had something on the door.
Yes, that's what we have.
Little step.
That's right. That's right. We have since put up a couple of signs, uh-huh. but they're very small.
Oh, okay. And you didn't have any big grand opening or anything like that?
No grand opening yet. We're still, like I said, we're still working to finish our dining area and to finish the building. When that's done, we're going to maybe have you guys come out.
Yeah, we'll come out. We've already discussed it.
We've made plans
because in a minute we're going to talk about the great coffee and the sandwiches that made us think, we got to take a road trip over there. But you've been very well received from not only DeKalb, but around Bowie County, Avery, just across the county line.
Yes. Yeah, even the Tribune had, through a survey there, they uh-huh. They had voted us best coffee in the county. So
fantastic.
I like that. All right, tell us, your son went to culinary, right?
Yeah.
This is where some of the great food's coming from,
yes.
right?
Yes. Yeah. Trent, he went to school here at TC uh-huh. through the culinary program.
Yep.
and has worked at several different restaurants around, uh-huh. got the experience. I'll let him get experience elsewhere so when he comes to me.
Oh, goodness.
You go practice over there, and when you got it just right.
Exactly. Yeah. So, man, he does. He really does a great job in the kitchen putting things together and helping us to be able to, to offer some things different. And
mm-hmm.
so really, really a good job, and I think the sandwich to try. So.
This is definitely a family business.
Yes, it is.
And
it
we support local family businesses, no doubt about it. The best of most country, 1039-985, mypigradio.com, and the My Pig Radio Morning Show with John, Anna, and friends. And our friend from the community today is Jerry from DeKalb Grinder. Great coffee shop, sandwiches, and things over in DeKalb. Tell us a little bit about your coffee. Now, you brought in one of your blends, and I like the name of it, obviously, because it's Big John Blend, but it's named after?
It's after my bull. I have a bull on the farm, and that's an actual image of him there. That's an actual mm-hmm. cutout of his image there.
He looks like Big John.
Yeah, he does. He's massive. He's massive. So, but it was, we wanted something to go along with, because DeKalb is cattle country. I mean, there's a lot of farms and a lot of ranches around there. And
uh-huh,
so,
hell yeah.
And this also tells the story of who DeKalb is. So
I like that.
This one's undertones. Dark mocha and pecan undertone.
Yes. Yeah, that's coffee, just like wine. I mean, there, you know, you have those undertones
right.
in wine.
Smells good.
It's the same way with coffee, and those are just undertones. There are flavored coffees out there. We do not have them.
This is not fufu coffee.
No. This is a little undertone.
Okay, just verify.
I can taste the soils.
Verify that it smells very good. So I can tell it's quality coffee. And you've got other blends as well.
Yes, we have our Breakfast Betsy, which is and Betsy was a dairy cow that we had. She was a nurse for others, but she was the one we chose for our breakfast blend, our light roast coffee, and we do have a decaf and an espresso blend.
Fantastic.
For all you people that like decaf.
So he's making America great again, one cup of coffee at a time.
Absolutely. It sounds like it. And you said that you get your coffee done right over in Rockwall, and it's like a day later it's in your...
Yes, they roast it on Monday, and I get it on Tuesday.
So that's fresh.
Very, very quick turnaround just down the road there in Rockwall.
What it does, there's a lot of coffees that have a strong aftertaste or things that follow.
Mm-hmm.
You get fresh coffee, it finishes clean, and it has low acid.
Nice. I like it. Now, let's get to talking about these sandwiches that you've got to go along with it. And you were talking about a special turkey sandwich. Tell us more about that.
That's our plum turkey sandwich. Uh-huh. It was a creation of Trent. Mm-hmm. He put together a red plum sauce and it's a turkey sandwich loaded, plenty of turkey, and the only complaint that we ever really get sometimes is the plum sauce. I believe people could eat the plum sauce
it's just a dessert. Okay.
So, I know that I could. Yeah.
We do put a pretty good helping on there, but if you want an extra, just say so. We'll give you an extra side of plum sauce.
Okay. Can you jar that plum
sauce? Let's get the sauce and then we'll try that. You have different kinds of sloppy joes?
Yes, we got we have them as not your average Joes.
Mm-hmm.
We have a taco Joe, we have a Philly Joe, we have a cowboy Joe.
You like that taco.
We have a classic. You can't have Joes without a classic sloppy Joe.
Yeah.
So we have a in-house made fresh sloppy Joe as well.
I am a sloppy Joe favorite.
So we're going to have a taste off.
So here's the deal. When we go over there, we're going to get a sloppy Joe, and we're going to get one of those plum turkey with the plum.
Right, but we're gonna
cut them in half and half it up so we can have a taste of both.
Yes, we'll share.
Sounds good. Now, I don't think we talked about this on the radio. We did talk about it on the Facebook, but your hours are a little different right now than normal because, you know, we've been going through the COVID thing and everything got shut down there for a while and we're just coming out of it. So what are your current hours?
We're open 7 in the morning to 2 in the afternoon,
mm-hmm.
Monday through Friday at this time. But we hope to be able to extend those hours back to our normal, which was 7 in the morning to 6 in the evening, Monday through Friday. And then we were open Saturdays from 8 to 4. We will be putting those things on our Facebook page and things.
When it's going to change back or whatever as we get out of this hopeful mess that we've been
That's right.
So everything's been kind of turned on its head for sure. It sounds like you got a good plan here. Now, you said that you opened it originally in 2017. Is that correct? Did I get that right?
We bought the building in 2017, and we actually started serving coffee in 2018.
Okay, so you've been around for a couple of years in business here, and it continues
to
grow. Yeah. Any other food items besides the plum turkey and the sloppy joes that you wanted to highlight?
Well, our scones, I don't know if a lot of people understand.
Oh, scones are scones.
I just found out about them recently.
Maybe some of them didn't make it to town. I know.
No.
But we have a cranberry white chocolate scone,
mm-hmm.
And we have a lemon blueberry scone.
Oh, the lemon blueberry.
And they're really amazing. The scone breading on them is perfect, just like it should be. But it's like a scone on steroids. It's got a cream cheese filling in them that is just amazing, and they just fall apart in your hands and melt in your mouth. So they're pretty amazing.
Perfect for high tea.
Whatever, but it does sound good.
Yeah, scones are a lot of folks don't understand. They're have never had a scone. Uh-huh. It is. Once you've had one, you'll want to know.
You'll know, and you'll want to have another one. All right. 103.9985 mypigradio.com, the morning radio show with John, Anna, and friends. Okay, we talked about the scones. Any other sandwiches you got that you want to highlight besides the wonderful plum turkey and the different varieties of the
sloppy joes? Not your average Joes.
Yeah, not your average Joes.
What number can they call you at?
Our number there is 430-208-2564, it's kind of, you know, the area code change. They've added this 430 thing, so it throws a lot of people.
Oh, it does, yeah.
It is a local number.
All right. So, yeah. Well, just in case they wanted to call ahead.
Y'all got a Facebook or anything like
yes,
that?
Yes, we do have a Facebook.
Tell us about that.
It's, we are a family business. Mm-hmm. That's a full disclaimer here. So,
okay.
So I'm trying to maintain the Facebook page. And but it's a Decab Grinder. It's how you'll find it, Decab Grinder. So it's pretty. Once you type in, you have to put a space between DE space KALB and it'll pop.
I got you.
Okay.
All right.
We'll get it on the website too.
Well, let's play a game.
Okay.
What do you say? You ready for this, Jerry?
Okay. What's our game?
Let's do
it. Well, it's whatever's available for the day, and today is Match the Mouth. So I will read a quote, and I'll give you about four or five names, and y'all got to figure out who said the quote. Now, this one is tough because they're all it's hard. I think actually the Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader is sometimes easier.
Yeah, this one's hard. I never.
But some people, when we say Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader, they go, "Whoa, no, I'm not."
I was yesterday.
Yeah, but we'll see. Here's Match the Mouth. Here we go. Quote, if I had a level of success early on, who knows how I would have responded? I might have been a complete jerk. Did Steve Harvey say that? Ellen DeGeneres, who of course is from Cass County, Steve Carell, Alec Baldwin, or Michael Keaton? Which one do you think said that quote?
Well,
so they didn't have success early on.
Right.
So who do you think it was?
Alec Baldwin's my guess.
She goes with Baldwin.
I don't know. I think Alan Baldwin finished the back part of that one. So I'm going to go with Steve Harvey. Steve Harvey.
Well, it was, unfortunately for both of you, it was Steve Carell.
Oh, okay.
So, yeah. Here's another one. That's okay. Quote, I think it's great to be flawed. I'm hugely flawed, and I like it this way. That's the fun of life. Oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you. When he says it and he's reading it.
I'm looking at the names, and I don't know if I can get through this and get the names all right. I know Julia Roberts, Halle Berry, Taraji P. Henson. I don't even know who that is. Priyanka Chopra? I apologize for butchering these names. Or Scarlett Johansson. I know that person.
Well, I've not heard of half of the people you can't pronounce.
Have you heard of the Chopra person?
No.
Have you heard of the Henson person?
No.
Okay. Well, here, I'll give you a little help. It's one of those two people that we can't pronounce. So which one do you think?
The Chopra one.
She's going Chopra.
I'll go with that one, too. It's got stars.
Good guess.
Well, you're not allowed to be reading.
He's reading the answer. Don't read the answers.
I'm getting trouble.
He's got good eyesight. Okay.
He's turned the screen on.
The good news is this last one, I can pronounce all the names and know everybody.
Okay, good.
And you will, too. But anyway, don't look, Annie. You're looking, too. Blood, sweat, and respect.
Okay.
First two you give, the last one you earn.
Right.
Okay, did Mike Tyson say that? No. Lewis Black, Dwayne The Rock Johnson, Senator Lindsey Graham, or former President Bill Clinton?
Well, we know it wasn't the president.
Blood, sweat, respect. First two you give, last one you earn.
I could just hear Mike Tyson saying it, so we'll go with that one.
Well, it's The Rock. It's got to be The Rock.
Well, Anna got it right. It's Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Although Mike Tyson could have said that.
He just bit off an ear and
said that. I don't see that. Yeah. So I don't see the politician saying that. So anyway, y'all did well.
We did well, thanks.
And I apologize for the one that I didn't know the names.
But we got it right.
You did good.
We guessed.
Once again, check out DeKalb Grinder over there in DeKalb with Jerry and his family. Big John Blend, the coffee and more, and the great sandwiches that he was talking about. Once again, their hours are Monday through Friday right now, 7 until 2, but they will be eventually expanding back to their normal hours once we get out all of the COVID. Hey, Jerry, thanks for coming by and spending time with us.
Enjoyed it. It was fun.
Thanks for listening, and be sure to listen for more from JW, Anna, and Friends Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. on The Pig.